we don't have the testing protocols that the world really needs at this time. The majority of tests are molecular based. They're expensive, slow tests, and that's really all that's available to people. You got to realize this is a brand new virus. There is no vaccine. There's not the type of biological material that you need to create all the various types of tests that are typically available for a lot of viruses. So right now, the scientific, the research, the medical community, they're basically trying to interpret what's happening with the information they have. But there's really a lot of gaps out there, and testing is probably the area where there's the most gaps.
So there is testing that is going on here for COVID-19. What type of testing is actually happening right now?
Essentially, it's a molecular test that's being used right now. I'm sure there are organizations that are using different types of tests. Like, for instance, the COVID-19 virus is a coronavirus. It's a family of viruses. And just like SARS and MERS are also a coronavirus. So you could take biologics as an example that are related to SARS and MERS, and you could use those to test for the COVID-19 virus. It won't be an overly accurate test, but it potentially could provide some information to the medical community. So, right now, the majority of accurate tests are the molecular tests, which again will take often 3 to 4 hours to complete each test and require technicians, very expensive lab equipment, and the tests themselves are quite expensive. So it's a real roadblock for the medical community to get the handle on the test and for researchers to understand its implication, because we're really only testing the most serious cases. We're not testing the mild cases at this point.